Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory, immortal Father,
heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. In his book on prayer, Philip Yancey writes, "Sometimes I wonder if the words I use are the least important part of prayer." I think Yancey means that sometimes our best prayers are merely the yearnings and sighs of a broken heart. Sometimes our best prayers are just reviewing our day, and sometimes our best prayers are spent basking in God's presence. And all this points to a great truth. Prayer is simple. It's always available to us, and it should be as natural and as easy as breathing. And prayer is complex, with all sorts of things inside and outside that get in the way of real, authentic prayer. Now, I've done a lot of sermons on prayer. I've shared lots of models of prayer, things like the word acts, which helps us to remember that our prayers should have adoration and confession and thanksgiving and supplication. And recently on my morning live stream, I shared another model using fingers to remember people to pray for. But taking a cue from Yancey's book, I now hope to reach deeper. Rather than simply offering models for prayer, I want to address some of the foundations of prayer within us. Who are we in prayer? How are we supposed to be in prayer? Why is prayer sometimes so hard? C.S. Lewis wrote, "The prayer preceding all prayer is, may it be the real I who speaks. May it be the real thou I speak to." And Lewis's comment speaks to the very heart of what I'm getting at. Sometimes the hardest part of prayer is to get ourselves out of the way so that the real I is presented before God. Those are the foundations of prayer that we're going to talk about. We're going to consider how to present the real I before God when we pray. Tonight's topic is that in order to present your real self before God, to come to God just as you are, means you come guilty. Last year was the 50th anniversary of the moon landings, and you may also remember the picture that was taken in the lead up to walking on the moon. One of the earlier Apollo missions caught a photo that was named Earthrise. You've probably seen it. It was a picture of the Earth rising up over the landscape of the moon. And what that picture did, and what the astronauts almost all talked about, was how their perspective of the universe and our place in it had changed. This first foundation of prayer, being guilty, is like that. Yes, confession is part of prayer, but I'm not talking about cobbling together some list of things that you've done wrong or to cause shame or to make you feel miserable. No. It means to recognize the true state of things, that God is God, and we can't ignore the reality that we don't measure up to who we are supposed to be. We come guilty because we know that those things inside us that we have hidden successfully from everyone else and hoped to hide from God are indeed known by God. Psalm 139 says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. The truth hurts, and it hurts to realize that we are so intimately known, that our utter insufficiency is known by God, that all the things we don't like to be seen and known are known and seen by God completely. Yancey says, I cannot receive healing unless I accept God's diagnosis of my wounded state. God already knows who we are. We are the ones who must find a way to come to terms with our true selves. And that's hard. When Jesus advised his disciples on how to pray, he advised them not to pray in public, but rather to go into a closet alone and pray there. Perhaps a part of what that's about is to be able to touch base with those secrets of our lives that you can't do in public, to be able, away from everyone, to admit who we really, really are. One of the gifts of prayer is that you can do that within the confines of a close, intimate relationship with the God who loves you and who accepts you as you are. It can be the real I presented before God. God knows who we are. When we pray, it's good for us to know who we are too. And then to fall on God's love, mercy, and grace.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.